Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Jeff is from Alston. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
Jeff is the secretary for his condo association.
Oof. Oh. That must be drama.
Can you read us last month's minutes?
I do the minutes and lots of other things, too.
You're a good guy, Jeff. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I feel like that's one of those jobs where they ask for a volunteer and everybody takes one step back except for you.
Yep.
Yeah, you were like looking at your phone at the time. You're like, what?
Everyone does nosies. You're the last one. You're like,
come on, Gary.
That's how it happened.
All right. Kennedy has left the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. She can't hear any of these questions. There are five of them. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. You tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,660 wins, only 221 losses. Question number one. Martin Lawrence turning 54 years old today. What was the name of his 90s sitcom that ran for five seasons?
Martin Lawrence. I don't think I know that one.
All right. Question number two. Don't laugh at our guest.
I'm sorry. That's
not
just
appropriate.
Hilarious.
Bibi Rexha, in a series of tweets posted on Monday, that she suffers from bipolar disorder. Her biggest song to date is a collaboration with Florida Georgia Line. What is that song called?
Oh, boy. I'm in trouble today, aren't I?
Question number three. Taylor Swift's stalker was sentenced to up to 4 years in jail for breaking into her home. She has a mansion in New England. Which state is it in?
I'm going to say New Hampshire.
Question number four. Sterling K. Brown is joining the cast of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel for upcoming season three. Where does the show air? Which network? Or I guess streaming service would be, really.
I'm going to say Netflix. I'm not sure.
All right. And question number five. NSYNC performed with Ariana Grande for her Coachella set, minus Justin Timberlake. Who had more songs hit number one on the Hot 100 chart? NSYNC or Ariana Grande?
I think Ariana Grande.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Let's see what we got here.
Kennedy.
Hello.
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Okay. Wait, quite the game while you were gone. Jeff got one out of five.
Sooch.
I think I'm having a bad day.
Oh.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What gave you that idea, Jeff?
Martin Lawrence, turning 54 today. What was the name of his 90s sitcom that ran for five seasons?
Martin.
Fun fact, that's not the one Jeff got right.
Sometimes the really, really easy ones really get in your head, and you think it can't be that answer because it's too easy.
Martin.
One to zero. Question number two. Bibi Rexha, in a series of tweets posted on Monday, revealed that she suffers from bipolar disorder. Her biggest song to date is a collaboration with Florida Georgia Line. Name that song.
Oh, crap. I don't know.
That's incorrect.
Well, then you probably shouldn't have done it.
Meant to be, Kennedy, is the correct answer. 1-0. Question number three. Taylor Swift's stalker was sentenced to up to 4 years in jail for breaking into her home. She has a mansion in New England. Which state is it in?
Rhode Island.
That is correct.
Low roadie.
Little Brody. 2-0. Question number four. Sterling K. Brown is joining the cast of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel for its upcoming season three. Which streaming service does that show air on?
Amazon Prime.
Bam.
3-0. Question number five. NSYNC performed with Ariana Grande for her Coachella set. Who had more songs hit number one on the Hot 100? NSYNC or Ariana Grande?
NSYNC. Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
They only had one number one song.
Are you kidding me?
Two.
Wow.
They sold a lot of albums, one of the biggest albums of all time.
That surprises
me. It's hard to get a number one song.
Sure.
That is very hard.
I only had one.
3-1 is the final score. Kennedy, you get the win over Jeff. I'm sorry you don't get the cash. But I do have a $75 Stop and Shop gift card courtesy of Hellman's. This Easter, Hellman's is helping moms across Massachusetts bring special recipes to their dinner table. Today's Hellman's featured Easter recipe is Hellman's Parmesan Crusted Chicken, Kennedy. Mm. You can visit Hellman's.com for the recipe so you enjoy that gift card. Okay, Jeff?
Thank you.
All right. Maybe you cook something up for the condo association.
I brought snacks.
Please don't yell at me.
That's why Jeff's the best.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jeff from Alston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Oh. In the pipes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. Shanna is from Dracut. Good morning, Shanna.
Hi there.
Hey, girl.
So Shanna is a teacher. She's off for school vacation week.
Yay.
You and your daughter, what are you doing today?
We're actually headed into work for a little bit to do some work.
Oh, I'm sure she's like, yay, mommy, way to go. We get to go back to school on a day off.
What's your daughter's name?
Grace.
Sorry.
Grace?
Gracie, yep.
Okay. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Kennedy has now left the studio. She's headed into that soundproof booth. She's got 2,661 wins, only 221 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number one, Lori Loughlin and her husband have pleaded not guilty to fraud and money laundering charges in connection with the college admission scandal. Which school did Lori drop $500,000 to get her daughter into?
USC.
Question number two, Madonna confirmed a new album called Madam X. Is Madonna in her 50s or 60s?
I'm going to guess her 50s.
Question number three, HBO has confirmed a 2020 return for the series Westworld, Insecure, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Who is the star of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Larry David.
Question number four, John Cryer, 54 years old today. Who did he play on 2 and a Half Men?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right. And question number five, This Is Us star Chrissy Metz says she wants to record an album because she had so much fun singing at the ACM Awards. So now it's time to play a game called Let's See If Kennedy Has Checked the This Is Us IMDb page yet.
That's my favorite game, Dan.
Who does Chrissy Metz play on that show, This Is Us?
Pete Pearson.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Oh, Dan, that's going to make
Carson
it difficult.
Level
difficult.
Petty.
Kennedy.
Kennedy!
She wasn't even looking.
We're like waving at her.
It's easy to get distracted in there.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to figure out how to play music, and I still haven't figured it out yet. I like to listen to things when I'm in there alone.
Yep.
All right, Kennedy. Shanna got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Lori Loughlin and her husband have pleaded not guilty to fraud and money laundering charges in connection with the college admissions scandal. Which school did Lori drop $500,000 to get her daughter into?
USC.
Tied at 1. Madonna confirmed a new album called Madam X. Madonna, is she in her 50s or 60s?
60s.
Trick question, 80s.
She is 60 years old.
Oh, wow.
2-1. Question number 3. HBO has confirmed 2020 returns for its series Westworld, Insecure, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Who is the star of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Larry David.
3-2. Question number 4. John Cryer, 54 today. Who did he play on 2 and a Half Men?
Alan.
Need the last name too, please.
I don't remember.
Alan Harper is the correct answer. 3-2. Question number 5. This Is Us star Chrissy Metz says that she wants to record an album because she had so much fun singing at the ACM Awards. So now it's time to play a game called Let's See If Kennedy Has Looked at the This Is Us IMDb page yet.
I have, but it's so in my brain that it just goes away. Do you know what I mean?
Who does Chrissy Metz play on the show?
Joyce.
Kate Pearson.
No, she's Joyce's daughter.
Kate Pearson is the correct answer, Kennedy.
She's coming at me.
Kennedy gets the win. Shannon, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have 4 tickets to the zoo. Explore and play at Boston's Franklin Park Zoo or Stoneham's Stone Zoo this April vacation. 2 zoos, 1 wild week. Visit zoonewengland.org. But you're going for free. You guys enjoy that, okay?
Great, thank you.
Hanging out at school on vacation week or hanging out at the zoo, yeah, man. That's a tough call.
We know how to have a
fun. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Shana from Drake It, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Mm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Good cookie, don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
How was your She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Kempi Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Christine, are you from Wilmington? Is that correct?
I live in Haverhill, but I'm working in Wilmington.
Oh.
And so you work in the school system, so you're out this week, right?
Not me.
What?
I know.
Did you get in trouble? Detention?
Something like that, if you only knew. I can't really tell.
Okay. Oh. You got a secret job.
Okay. Oh, you know.
No,
will
I don't.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Christine?
Kennedy, you got to go, girlfriend.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, you too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Christine, you get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Woo. Kennedy has now left the studio. She's over there in that soundproof booth. Again, you tie, you lose. She's got 2,662 wins, only 221 losses. Question number one. The world-famous Notre Dame Cathedral suffered extensive damage after a fire yesterday. Which city is the cathedral located in?
Paris.
Question number two. Nick Jonas says that he is anxiously awaiting the release of his new movie, Ugly Dolls. Who is his wife that he recently married?
Oh, I can never say her name. The beautiful Miss Universe there, Chopra something. I don't know how to say it. Mm. Beautiful Indian was in... Oh, my God. Chopra, I don't know. I can't say it.
Question number three. Bill Belichick is 67 years old today. Who did the Patriots beat in the Super Bowl this past year?
We beat the Chiefs.
Question number four.
No.
Which former baseball player is making allegations that Alex Rodriguez is cheating on Jennifer Lopez with his ex?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Sure. That's all right. Which former baseball player is making allegations that Alex Rodriguez is cheating on Jennifer Lopez with his ex?
I have no idea. Pedro Martinez? I don't know.
Question number five.
Don't drag Pedro like that.
I know. I love Pedro.
Oh, my God.
He is a saint.
I know. I just had to call.
Pedro's like, what? Because I know for a fact he listens to this show.
He does?
He does.
Hi, Pedro?
He does.
Oh.
Not anymore after you just
accused
that garbage.
Yeah,
thanks. That's a lot, Christine.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
You deserve to be at work.
Oh, my God, that was so mean. Why you gotta get so mean?
Why you gotta get so mean?
Why you gotta drag Pedro's name through the mud?
Okay, well, we'll say...
2004, justice for Pedro.
Justice for Pedro.
That's gonna be a weird hashtag.
All right, question number five. It's Akon's birthday. Apparently, Annie and Dan are celebrating with Akon karaoke tonight. One of Akon's biggest songs is called Smack That. Which he
what is he referring to?
Smack That. That's right. Which rapper performed on that song with Akon?
God, I don't want to suit. Eminem. I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
I love that.
Kennedy!
I love Christine. She's awesome.
I am awesome.
You are delightful.
You are. I am awesome. I tell myself that every day in the mirror.
I love that.
I really don't. But
daily affirmations with Christine. I love it.
New segment. 7:15 tomorrow. I miss everything.
You do, Kennedy. Yeah. As I have it scored, it is 2 correct for Christine.
Oh, good. Not a suit.
Nope. Yeah.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
The world-famous Notre Dame Cathedral suffered extensive damage after a fire yesterday. Which city is the cathedral located in?
Paris.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Nick Jonas, says he's anxiously awaiting the release of his new movie, Ugly Dolls. Who is his wife that he recently married?
Priyanka Chopra.
I said that.
Yeah.
2-1. Question number 3. Bill Belichick, 67 years old today, Kennedy. Who did the Patriots beat in the Super Bowl this past year? Sports.
Gotcha. Tiger Woods.
I know it too.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
That's what? She said the same thing.
The Los Angeles Rams.
We beat them in Anaheim.
Right.
2-1. Question number 4. Which former baseball player is making allegations that Alex Rodriguez is cheating on Jennifer Lopez with his ex?
Jose Canseco.
3-1. Question number 5.
Jose Pedro, you know.
Careful.
Justice for Pedro.
Bianca, I don't know.
Today is Akon's birthday, Kennedy. Apparently, Annie and Dan are going out to celebrate with some Akon karaoke.
Hey.
One of his biggest songs is Smack That, which he performed with which rapper?
Eminem?
That is correct.
That's
Kennedy.
What I said.
That's why you got 2.
Hey. I think you
time big. I feel you creeping on and see you from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly bend you over. Back and watch me
smack that.
Hey, karaoke's smack tonight, that. Annie, not now.
I'm warming smack up. That.
Kennedy gets the win 4-2.
We all get the win with Akon.
Yes. I'm sorry, Christine, you don't get the cash, but you do have yourself a pair of tickets to Happy Place. It's an interactive, immersive art exhibit dubbed the most Instagrammable pop-up in America, located at 500 Boylston Street. Happy Place is now open through June 2nd, so when you're done with work, you just pop over there, okay?
Oh, because that will be my happy place.
Yeah. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Christine. I'm from Haverhill. I am awesome, but I still can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.